So, first of all, tell me a bit about your position on the timeline for schools reopening.
Well, my position on the timeline for schools reopening is that we're following the government guidance. So the government guidance is that they're looking to bring schools back as early as the 1st of June as the earliest possible date. They still have to obviously meet their five targets, and I believe there's a review of that on the 28th of May. So no decision has actually been made, and the decision will be made on the 28th of May. So at the moment, our position is we're planning for a possible reopening on the 1st of June.
So can you tell me a bit about how Space Studio has had to adapt if it is going to reopen on the 1st of June?
Absolutely. Obviously, our key priority is health and safety of the students and the staff. The government's given very clear guidance on social distancing and hygiene, and they've published that. And there's been a lot of guidance that we have to obviously read and follow. When we come back to school, we'll be looking at opening for just year 10 and year 12 students for a small amount of face-to-face lessons. So we'll be looking at doing students in bubbles of 8 at a time. They'll be with one teacher. Social distancing will be maintained by ensuring that we use large spaces and make sure that the students are issued with a particular seat where they have to sit, and then they will sit there. In terms of break times, we're staggering break times, we're staggering lunch times, and we are also making sure that students only see one teacher on that day.
How much of a struggle do you think it would be to try and get 16-year-olds to follow this social distancing advice?
I think 16-year-olds are very much mature young adults, and at the moment their health and safety is paramount to themselves as well. I've been walking around when I do my exercise, and I haven't seen any student of that age out, and I certainly haven't seen them in groups. So I'm very confident that the students will be able to social distance. Teachers are very used to having to sort of get students to follow new ideas and new rules, and it's something that we've obviously thought about, but I don't think I have a concern that the students won't social distance.
So what is the major benefit of getting the students back to school on the 1st of June? Why can't it wait until September?
Well, I think everyone's agreed that going to school is an important thing for all students. I mean, I've been a teacher for 30 years, and if I didn't think school was a good place for students to be, I wouldn't be in the career. We all really care about their health and safety. The main advantages of going back, it's for students to actually be able to see their teachers on a face-to-face basis, so that if they have had any struggles with the work that they're doing outside school, they're able to come back into school, go through that. We can help them with any of their remote learning they've been doing, giving them advice and guidance. And it's also the social well-being of them actually being able to see someone who cares about them and wants them to do well. As I say, the date of the 1st of June is a government date, and the government data are saying that, and it's based upon the five tests that they're putting forwards.
So could you tell me a bit about the biggest danger you think you're going to come up against? So is there something that you're thinking, if this happens, we'll pull the plug?
Well, I think everyone would be concerned if there was actually a case of coronavirus within the school. I think, and there's very clear guidance on what would happen in that situation. That is obviously the worst case scenario, that coronavirus did come into the school. We're obviously advising, and again, following the guidance of the government, we're looking at making sure that parents know that if any of the students are exhibiting any symptoms, they're not to come into school. Same for the teachers. Anyone who is showing symptoms would be tested. The government's rolling out a testing scheme. So the biggest concern for any teacher is always that the students come to school safe and leave safe. That's our biggest thing that we always think about. I hope that's enough.
How much more beneficial will it be to the students to actually come into school versus continuing this remote learning?
I think it's important to come into school. So from what I've already said, in terms of being able to talk to a teacher on a small one-to-one session to talk to them about what they've found difficult, what they're going to do in the future, and any issues that they've had within their learning. I think that's really important. I think in terms of the social interaction as well with other people, we need to, at some point, life has to go back to what more like what it was. And we are taking very small steps. This is not a big step, but it's a small step. You've got to realize that lots of schools have already been open through the coronavirus, looking after children of vulnerable children and key workers. So in a way, what we're doing is we're modeling what is already going on in lots of schools. And I think that people will value coming back into school to see their teachers, even if it is for a small amount of time and not seeing a large number of people. I was just going to say that at Space Studio, we're a small school anyway, so social distancing for us is not going to be as much of an issue as it is for some of the larger schools. And I think that teachers have been doing a fantastic job in taking on the government's advice, and I think they've been doing a fantastic job in their social distancing. In terms of our school, I don't know if people know much about us, so they might think, who are Space Studio West London? So I'd just say we're a small school in Feltham that focus on engineering and space science. We're very technology rich, which means for our students, in terms of the home learning, they've always had access to their Chromebooks, which is a really valuable thing. And they're used to working in that independent sort of way. So, and I think the whole of the sort of school closure has highlighted the way that teachers are very, very adaptable to come up with new ideas and new ways of learning. And I think that's something that's really important. And one thing that comes out of this might be that the new ways of learning are then adapted into schools in the future as well.
Have you got any ideas about that?
Well, I think the fact that the lots of remote learning has been going on, and some children have absolutely flourished through that because they're able to focus on their own work. I think also that some students have had very good one-to-one feedback via email from staff, and therefore there have been some things that have been quite positive. It certainly makes you think about how you deliver content to students, because the way that you would normally do it, you can't do it. So you have to be more creative in the way that you look to actually teaching the students and the different ways that you can actually give them input. I think there's been some really good learning in terms of the way that students actually adapt and learn.